We stay in France to introduce you to a collection of wooden ceremonial masks and artifacts. They are extraordinary. They were used in times gone by the Aleutic people of the Alaskan island of Kodiak. We owe the survival of these artworks and crafts to a French explorer and a French museum. That museum has housed more than 100 of these items for nearly a century. Now some of the masks are back in Kodiak with the blessings of the French and the appreciation of the Aleutic. Producer Demay Roberts with Koanik Broadcast has the story.
In Boulogne-sur-Mer, off the coast of northern France, there's a 13th century castle-turned-museum. School children here are studying a collection of masks and artifacts from Kodiak Island in Alaska. They were collected by French explorer Alphonse Pinart.
He went to Alaska when he was 19 years old.
Anne-Claire Laurent is the director of the Chateau Musée.
He made a trip in kayak from the Aleutian Islands till Kodiak in 1870 to 1871. And during this, he collected the mask and all the information he put in his notes that we have today to understand Aleutic culture of that time.
Though the Chateau Musée cherished the collection, officials there knew little about the culture that created the masks. That changed in 2000 when Native Alaskan artist Helen Simeonoff traveled to France to see the masks of her ancestors.
I felt like I was walking around in a trance and overseeing items that I once was.
She had never seen so many Aleutic artifacts in one room.
This man Pinart saved our whole culture single-handedly. He brought it all back. He brought beaded headdress, platters, bowls, huge masks. It's incredible what he did.
The next year, the director of the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak, anthropologist and MacArthur Genius Fellow Sven Hawkinson, got involved. He began a six-year effort to get the Chateau Musée to send the masks back to Kodiak on loan.
Since 2002, they turned us down three different times, mainly because I don't think they understood not only the importance, but the value to us.
Hawkinson says the French government feared the Aleutic Museum might use the Native American repatriation laws to try to keep the masks. Then in 2005, the Chateau Musée got a new director, Anne-Claire Laurent. Hawkinson found her more receptive. He decided to bring a delegation of 10 Aleutic artists, including Simeonoff, to the Chateau Musée to meet Laurent.
The big moment was when all the artists arrive in the room. The museum staff put the mask on tables. It was a first contact, so it was a very moving moment. Everybody during half an hour couldn't speak.
And I was actually starting to feel a little bit embarrassed because I was really starting to feel really emotional. I mean, and I was kind of worried that, man, am I the only one that's going to get teary-eyed from this?
Will Anderson is a photographer and president of the Koniag Native Corporation.
The only thing that I could really relate it to is, you know, when there's been a death in the family and you kind of see the body for the first time of the deceased family members and this just outpouring of emotion, and that's really what it was like.
Sven Hawkinson says this was the turning point.
I don't think they would have ever actually realized how valuable they were. I mean, me coming as a scholar is okay, but when I came with a group of people who wanted to learn and were willing to share what they knew, it really changed their minds. It really made them open their eyes to how important these collections are.
It still took two more years of negotiations, including signed agreements by the Aleutic peoples that they would return the masks. Last May, 34 of the masks came home to Kodiak. The Aleutic Museum called the exhibit Like a Face. Artist Helen Simeonoff says she never dreamed she'd see the collection in Kodiak.
When I went to the mask opening in Kodiak, I thought, I can't believe this. This is stunning for our people to be able to see and reconnect with their culture. That's something monumental. Kodiak's never had anything like this happen, ever.
Next year, the Aleutic Museum is collaborating with the Chateau Musée on a contemporary mask exhibit. There's hope for a permanent loan of the masks in the future. The Like a Face exhibit moves to Anchorage on October 12th, then it's back to France in January. For The World, I'm Jimé Roberts, Kodiak, Alaska.
quietly. That story is part of a radio documentary about the Aleutic masks. You can find a link to a short film and photos at theworld.org.